This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Natalie Beck is in the studios today, Community Foundation, every Tuesday, stopping by to talk about the great work they're doing in the community. We got a wish list thing we're going to get to here today, but I want to find out about your Natalie's Instagram account. If you're not following her, it makes me tired. I don't even, tired, like physically tired. Like, you guys go and do a lot of things.
We have a lot of grandkids.
Yeah, but not just that, but work. You were with the whole crew.
We did a staff retreat to St. Louis, which was amazing. We did Hamilton, Van Gogh, and an escape room, which I failed at epically.
Okay, well, let's take those one at a time, because I feel like everybody in Decatur was at Hamilton last weekend except me.
It's amazing. It's my favorite show.
Yeah?
So we thought it was great. You know, obviously, we do a lot of work with diversity and equity.
Well,
and
Dr. Morris took a bunch of kids
Dr.
from the
Morris
Leadership
was
Institute.
There.
You guys were there at the same time?
No, not the same time, but we were there on Thursday, and she went Sunday. So
I got you. And then I saw pictures of that, and then you guys were at the Van Gogh thing, which I've heard great
it's
reviews.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Very relaxing.
Is it inside or outside?
It's inside. It's in a large tent. You don't even know you're in a tent.
It's a mall
tent
or
in
something,
the parking
right?
lot.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
A Galleria.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have that display area. So I want, you know, in the mall that they do their, like the bodies exhibit and all that. But this
right. And right now that exhibit is We Are Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It's a Chicago artist. So we went to that as well, which
is a twofer.
I love it because it's very much like the Post-its we did last year. But yes, it's in Center Court.
Okay, nice. So you got two things there. And then the escape room. I've never.
Love them.
Do you really?
Love them.
Oh, you would.
love them. It's so fun.
I'm not a big fan of games, right? You know, so I'm wondering,
like,
does that translate?
Solving? Yeah.
It's awful. I didn't do well. I'd still be locked in the first room. So the one we were in is three rooms, and truly, Candor and Chastity got everything. And even after they would solve it, and then you go unlock a padlock, there's your next clue. I didn't understand how they got us to that point.
Okay.
And the room shakes. So we were in Wizard of Oz. The room actually shakes like you're in a tornado.
Whoa.
Until you find a dog bone and throw it in the bowl. And then that stops the tornado.
Toto somehow saves the day.
Spoilers.
Okay, but you have to find the bone, Nick. So
yeah,
where is this?
In St. Louis.
No, I mean, do you know what it's called or anything? Because I
the
will
escape room.
The escape room?
St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
Escape
okay.
room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have several. So.
Where is it?
It's in Soulard.
Okay.
On
8th, I
believe.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
All right.
So great area. They also have glow-in-the-dark miniature golf. They have it's a huge interactive facility.
Look at Nick. He's making plans for this weekend already.
Well,
that Tesla's southeast bound, southwest bound.
A lot of different themes.
Yeah.
So you can be locked in a cellar. You can be in a haunted house. We chose the Wizard of Oz. So.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was
and
great
then
team building.
In between all of that, you're in some off-road truck thing making me nauseous. I'm watching the video. What was this?
So we went to the Monster Truck, which I found is not trucking. It's Monster Truck Wars in Champaign, and we did a ride-along.
Okay, now Nick's back there just kicking himself. Wake up, dude. This information's all available on something called the web.
He wants to be my grandchild.
Yes.
You should be like a...
This will be good when you have your child, Nick.
Yes, I'll be your
training.
Scout leader. Yes.
You should do this. It's like boot camp.
I'll shadow
boot
camp, Natalie.
Yeah, so Stephanie's three children wanted to do that, and...
So the ride-along, though, was what was interesting.
The ride-along
me.
Was amazing. Best part. So, and man, are they making money, right? It's $10 a person, five-minute ride, running for... 5 hours.
Right. And so where did you... What
Champaign Fairgrounds.
Okay, so it was outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
And how big was the truck that you were in?
It is a 10-seater bus that they've revamped as a monster truck.
As a monster truck. There you go.
And you roll all over and you go over the tires and...
Matt looked a little green. I'm not going to lie. I thought...
Matt had fun. I mean...
He looked a little nervous. He was holding on tight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, that's fun stuff. Keeping the staff charged up, keeping the family charged up, it's important. I got to do a better job balancing that stuff myself. All right. So wish list. Let's talk about the Community Foundation and what does this mean and what are you looking for and how do we help?
So the wish list we started last year, it's just a great way if you are looking for someone to donate to or match up and you just should browse it at your leisure. So for example, Block by Block right now needs gift cards. So if you're out at Lowe's, Menards, they $10, get them a gift card. You know, that helps all their cause. And all the nonprofits in town have wishes on here.
Okay, so I go to MaintainCountyGives.org.
Yep.
And where do I go to find
it's
this?
It's the first rotator. It says wish list.
Ah, community wish list.
Yep.
Okay.
Just click on that.
I'm clicking on that. And all right, so that takes you to the page that kind of says, well,
it
here's
explains
how you.
It, go, and then just click on the wishes.
See what our community needs.
Yep.
There's the button. And there
and
I go.
And they range from $10 to, you know, $200,000, $800,000. But the the lower range, you know, if you're just thinking so.
Oh, and you can even see the percentage of how much it's been funded.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And so you can give. So it's, again, it's that way, that entryway to participate in philanthropy. You don't have to provide the entire gift. You certainly can, but you can see the ones that are fully funded, the ones that are still open. And I like it. It's just a way, like I was looking on here today, and there's one for Milliken for a research project on thyroid cancer, which I had, and I'm going to fund it when I get back to the office. So I think it's pretty amazing.
Very cool. Some of those African-American biographies and picture books, fully funded, 100%, right?
Right.
And as you said, there's all kinds of different price levels that you can give. And you don't have to give the whole amount. That just means the total of what you're looking to collect overall, right?
Exactly. That's what the nonprofit submitted that they would like to collect. Uh-huh. And some of them are pizza parties for, you know, events. I mean, it really ranges, which shows, and it shows a lot of what's going on in our community.
And you can get everything, literally. You can support the arts. There's software. There's Special Olympics, Boys and Girls Club. I see CASA, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Milliken, Cater Family YMCA, Good Samaritan Inn, everything from car seats to a chainsaw.
Yeah, and yeah, for block by block. Yeah. And you might have a weed, like they also need a weed barrier roll of that. You might, again, be
cheerleading
picking that
uniforms.
Up.
You know, if that's something that's near and dear to your heart, you had a great experience when you were young, you know, doing cheerleading, you can do the same thing through the Boys and Girls Club, Christmas Care and Share, on and on and on. This is such a great idea.
It is. We love it. So,
Nick, are you on here?
No.
We don't have any specific ask yet, but we will take advantage of this.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, $480 worth of Dawn dish soap for the bubble table at the Children's Museum of Illinois. That's the kind of stuff you think about. I didn't play with a lot of dish soap as a kid, but I've been to the Children's Museum and watched. But I think $480 put a lot of smiles on a lot of faces for an entire year.
It's
right?
A lot of fun.
Yes.
And also, if you just happen to throw a couple of those in your cart when you're at Kroger, drop them off.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just is. It should be, you know, serve as an idea. How can I participate?
This is such a great idea. I mean, it really is. Electronic tabletop scoreboards for Special Olympics, $400. You got more for block by block equipment, T-shirts for student intramural sports, Richland Community College Foundation. You got recumbent bikes for the YMCA, family minivan. That's interesting. And you got buses that were funded for
yes,
the Y.
Fully funded. Yes.
Yeah. Man, this is really cool. Can openers for the Good Samaritan Inn. $160. That kind of stuff you just don't think about, right? But it's essential.
It is essential. And this is a way to help them preserve their budget and their operating costs. And there are items you can pick up, or you can donate and really make an impact on our community.
Camp Sokia summer field trips for the Decatur Family YMCA. There's a little bit of something for everyone on this list, I would imagine, right?
And it's just one house, you know, housed in one location for all the nonprofits. So we're honored to provide that. And you can give directly to the nonprofit. You can work with us. You can just pick up the
any
item
way you
on
want
your
to
own.
Do it.
Just give as you can.
That's exactly right. All right. MaconCountyGives.org/community-wish-list is the page where you can just go
or
to MaconCountyGives.
Yeah. It's on there several times.
I know. I thought it was fairly simple, though, the website, if you want to check it out. And you can donate and give as much as you want, period, right there, and help out with the cause. All right. So all the good things that are going on in this community, I know that there's still problems. We were talking about this with Dr. Morris yesterday. We still see violence in our neighborhoods and retaliation and things that are going on with that just, you know, shattering people's lives. It's a balance. I think you have to celebrate all the good stuff you have, work as hard as you can to correct what you need to correct, but it's never one way or the other. And I think just people today want everything to be one way or the other.
No, I think we continue to uplift those that are thriving, and we continue to invest in those that are struggling, and we all work together on that. I think we're going to see a lot of the violence prevention funding coming in from the government, and we're working on that right now to distribute it and invest in the youth.
Yeah, and you got to give people choices and avenues and alternatives to things that maybe they're surrounding. It's all they know or all they see, and you got to open up those worlds, and we're doing a lot of that. I mean, I look at what Dr. Morris is doing with the Jerry Dawson Public Service Institute. I look about what's going on with the Duane Andreas Ag Academy. And, you know, those are just prime examples. Don't tell me kids won't be interested in something if you put it in front of them. They will.
Right.
It's just environment. And I get so frustrated with sometimes the bureaucracy of education. It's like, you know, take a look around, this way, that way, right. Or Fortune 50 companies that a kid can chase their dreams across the globe. Why in the world would we not have the 9,000 kids in this school district integrated into that?
Exactly. And I think you saw that at Richland where you spoke.
Yes.
We've seen it. Our team's been out at a majority of the high school awards and end of the year celebrations, providing scholarships and kids going to Princeton and all the different schools they're going to.
Or becoming an electrician, whatever.
Becoming an electrician. Yes. And their futures are very bright. Hairdressers. I mean, they all have career ideas.
Yep.
And they're pursuing their dreams.
Well, I don't want to, often if you're in my position, you're accused of being too rose-tinted glasses about all the great. I mean, I understand we still have a lot of things we have to tackle, but we are doing so much more, I believe, right now than the 26 years I've been doing this, in collaboration and people working together and people going right to the source. You can spend money in a lot of ways and doesn't necessarily give you results. But I feel like the emphasis and the work that's being done is actually opening doors and changing lives right now.
It is. And the programs that are thriving. So take Anna Waters, Head Start, at what was DMCOC, now Enrichment Opportunities, they have 152 children on their wait list.
Yeah.
So parents are wanting to go after those roads to invest in their children. And then we just have to get the resources to get children in younger.
Yep.
And help them.
And I feel like because of your leadership and Tanya and Debbie and all the other folks that are doing what they're doing, Dr. Morris, such a key. I mean, they
an amazing job. And we are very proud of them. We're proud to partner with them. And it's changing our community.
Well, I sat and looked at all those graduates Friday night. I don't know, but man, that looked to be the most diverse class I've seen at anything anywhere for a very long time, maybe ever. They were vet nurses, and there were people getting their. It was just really cool to see.
And there were family graduating, and the dreams coming true.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I would mention, if you're interested in history this weekend, and I'm going to go do this. They have this Hitman's Lincoln Road Ride coming up on Saturday. And they're starting at like the McDonald's in Mount Zion. I'm not quite sure, but they're going to museum. Oh, it's Norfolk Road right down the road. And then they're going to go to the Lincoln Mural office. And then they're going to stop by the place, the vintage station, before Homestead. Now, once Homestead, there's going to be opportunities for these vintage streamers to be there. But they're also going to have an open house. If you haven't been to Homestead, I would highly encourage you to go. A great camera opera. I mean, if you use these vintage Mrs. Milliken, and you get and the vintage Texaco station. So, super stoked. Think black and white. What do you think?
Yeah.
Or maybe CPM color. I don't know. Those old, images and put them in modern day. Maybe both. I'm going to go. Great photo opportunity. So the history of the Hard Ride and the Homestead. We always need to look forward. But it's also important to look back. One of my lessons, one of my Friday night was, I always feel like we concentrate all of our time thinking being powerful. And I think every new generation forces the opposite of that, that knowledge is passed up, and a little bit of both.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I just want to use,
I'm going to the car crew for that.
A lot of cars.
A lot of cars.
It's Operation Warm and Fuzz.
Yeah, Coffee Connection. So.
You can donate at Coffee Connection. You can also go to the actual car at 661 Wood Street. Now, is that the home of Industrial Powder Coating Inc.?
And people, car love is Plattsbecker's old shop.
How long ago was that?
I don't think it was that long ago, but it was like an instant car lovers around here.
It was?
Yeah, that's the.
What did they do?
Like tuna.
What? Yeah. Okay. 6-1 East Wood Street, 7 to 10 Saturday morning, this Saturday. And you can stop by, make a donation. And they're donating part of the proceeds of that day to the event. All right, next time you go monster trucking, you need an extra chaperone. Nick's in training.
Yeah, okay. Most of that stuff you just call.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll fight the wrestling and monster truck and what kids have.
Wrestling at the first week?
No. You're living Nick's life, his dream right now. And what's really funny is dream is the grandkids.
He's lined up with my 8-year-olds.
BaconCountyGives.org. You can go check out the community. It's very expansive and all over the place. Price point-wise, everybody could afford it in some way or another. Just help out the cause. Natalie, we appreciate you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.